Chilosoi, Mishamatlei. But according to some Chazal, Sroiros is called Urche, it's called a Muad right away. It was never a Tam. So there's no half to say it's Megufoi. You can only say Satamus by regular Tam, not by Sroiros. Sroiros, according to some Chazal, is like a Muad right away. So it doesn't make sense. Ella rather, Kikoma, Rebeloza, Nezek Shalom. When did he say it? Nezek Shalom, Hagoyim Diayit. That means Ataka did damage through Sroiros. But it did it three times. Three times the animal was walking and they kicked pebbles and the pebbles broke. And once that's true, there's a local Moshe is saying that the first time it does damage, it pays the Chatinezik. So that's like a Tam. The first three times it pays Chatinezik. But when it does it three times already, it becomes a Muid, and then it has to pay Nezik Shalom. That's the Chiddush of Reb Lezer. Umasava ein hadol Tzroris, no. Tzroris, really, the first time should have been a Nezik Shalom. It's Urcha, it's normal. It's a local Moshe is saying, you only pay a Chatinezik. So that halacha never changes. Even though it does it 100 times through the matzav of Tzroris, if every day of the year the animal walks in the street and kicks pebbles and it breaks for Shus HaNizik, you're always chayiv, only a Chatzinezik. That's the machlekes. For the Gemara, so, Eloho, the boy Rav, that the Rav asked a question. Yeish hadol Tzroris. Or yein hadol Tzroris, Rav asked this for Shiloh. Is there hador if the animal does it 3 times, the mazik of Tzroris, as a penny of the Shalom or not? What's the suffix? Either Rabbonin ain't hadol Tzroris, no, you only pay a Chatzinezik. Either Rebbe Loza, yesh hadol Tzroris. Now you're telling me that's the machlokes now between the Rabbonin and Rebbe Loza. So how could Rav ask her for a question? It's the machlokes Tanoyim. Amalach Rav, Rav says like this, ki mi boili, when do I have my shiloh? Ki mi boili l'didi, when do I ask my shiloh? Leave me the Rabbonin. I have my shiloh according to the Rabbonin, the pligio ledi sumchis. I ask my question according to the Rabbonin, that argue on sumchis. Now, Sumchis says, Tzroiros the first time pays Nezik Shalom. The Rabbonin of Sumchis says, no, Tzroiros the first time only pays the Chatzinezik. According to those Rabbonin, Rav had a Shiloh, what's going to be if the animal does damage 3 times like this, where it's walking and it kicks with its feet, the Tzroiros, pebbles, and does damage, what's going to be then? That's because according to those Rabbonin have a suffix. Avul Hocha, but over here, Bein the Rabbonin, Bein the Rebbe Loza, Kisumche Svirulu. But over here, both Rabbonin, both of them Sumche. The Yom HaTzroris Nezik Shalom Mishalim. If so, the time of my Yom Rabbonin Chatzinezek, Tishoni, Pula Yayit. And over here, I learned the Machlekes here is because it was Mishuna. It wasn't a regal, it was Karen. Pula Yayit, and did not do it 3 times, it wasn't a Muid. So what do you pay Nezik Shalom for? Of a plug to the Reptarf and Rabbonin Kamiflagi. And the Machlaik he said between Reptarf and the Rabbonin, where we say, Mishuna Kerem, Machatzar HaNizik, that Reptarf says the pays Nezik Shalom. So we're talking about the Matzav of the Nezhezik was Mishuna, where the Kelev took the coal in his mouth. That's not normal. That's Mishuna. That's a told of Kerem. Therefore, the Machlaik he says, if he took it and did the damage with Shus HaNizik, one says, the blessed says he pays Nezik Shalom because he was like Reptarf, and Rabbonin said not like that. Mar says no. Hey, Modi Shama the Reb Tafin Nezik Sholem. When do we hear the Reb Tafin says you pay Nezik Sholem? That's true. He owes the Tam Bershus and Nezik pays Nezik Sholem. But Migufoy, Mishamatlei. Did we hear that you pay Migufoy? Luchura no. Luchura yold you pay me Aliyah. Who says you pay Migufoy? So Mar says no. In the Saka true, you only pay Migufoy. Mehechi Maisilo Mekerem Bershus Arabim. Like Resumchis Reb Tafin owes. That Karen Rishus HaNizik pays Nezik Sholem because he has the Kavu Chayma from Rishus HaNabim. And so there's a svar of Daya Lovim Min Adin Lias Kenodin that it can't be more strict than a Tam Rishus HaNabim. Just like when Tam does damage Rishus HaNabim, Tam only pays Megufoy. So now if it does damage Rishus HaNizik, you have a Kavu Chayma to say it has to pay Nezik Sholem, but the Nezik Sholem is only providing that the body of the Shor is worth that Nezik Sholem. Does it only pays Megufoy? For the Gemara, no. I will Rav Tafin, let's lay Dayoy. When you come to make a Kavu Chayim and you want to say Dayoy means you can't learn out more than it says over there, like here. You want to learn out Rishus HaNizik, Chayim Nezik Sholem, from Rishus HaRabim. But in Rishus HaRabim, Gufoy only pays Megufoy, so you can't say more than Megufoy in Rishus HaNizik. For the Gemara, does Rav Tafin hold from the swear of Dayoy? He doesn't know from Dayoy. He also you can make a Kavu Chayim. So more answers, no. Ki less like Dayoy, when does it Rav Tafin say this far enough? I can't learn out so much from the Kavu Chayma. Hecha the mitzvah Kavu Chayma. Only if you say Dayoy, you'll stop the whole Kavu Chayma. Then he says, I don't look at Dayoy. Even though I'm learning out more than it says over there, if that's the only way to make a Kavu Chayma, still I would say it. But heicha de loy mifra kavachaynam. But like over here, where I don't slug up, I don't stop the whole kavachaynam. In other words, I still have a kavachaynam to say that if a karen does bishros anizik, it has to pay nezik sholem. Just you also want to say let it pay me aliyah. That no, that I say dayo, it can't be better than karen bishros rabin that pays me gufay. Because here it does not stop the whole kavachaynam. I still make the kavachaynam to say that it pays nezik sholem bishros anizik. Kufa, what we just said before, boy, Rav asked the question, yesh adol etzroroi, so yesh adol etzroroi. Is there a case if you do tzroroi three times to become a muid, or there's no case of muid three times to be mechayim nezek sholem by tzroroi? So what's the shayla? Lekered mad minile, do we say zayma to a tam that pays chatzin nezek, so yesh after three times it becomes a muid, and after here also after three times it pays nezek sholem, or idil matad the regular, no? Tzroroi right away is urche, it's a told of the regal. So it can never become more than it is the first time. It was the first time to the Chatzinez, it has to stay that way all along, it can't become better. Like it's not the pshat is first, it's mishun, it's abnormal, and then you have to do it three times, it becomes normal. Here it's normal right away, and still the halacha is on your Chatzinez, it can't get better than that. Toshima cannot bring a proof. Hidus, it says when the Tanagol was jumping around and broke the Kalim, ain't a muid, it's not a muid. The Yeshem and some say raise the muid, it is a muid. But the Gemara Hiddus was jumping and breaking on Kalim, Falka Dayel, it's Mamish Regal. El the case is Hiddus Vittus. It was jumping and it made something fly and break it. My last, that's Sroiris, Kagain, the Ovet lost in the Machlek, is what happened three times. Of all Kemiflagi. Masav Yeshadol, it's Sroiris, or Masav Reinhadol. That's the Machlek. The Gemara says, Lai, that's not the Machlek. Bechod is in the Machlek, even the first time when the Tanagol was jumping and kicked something and made it break glee. Over Flutter, some Kazab on the Kemiflagi. The Machlek says, every Sroiris, you pay, and there's a Shalom on your Chatinezik. Toshima coming here. Behema shetila gololam behema that was letting out this manure liisa on a dough. We have used the wine mishal nezek shalom. It ruined the dough. You have to pay nezek shalom. The lezay mechati nezek. So my life going the yovet lost in. It happens three times like this. Why does the gololam coming out is only called koychay? It's only called tsroyrei. So it's the machleik if you pay nezek shalom or not. So my life it happens three times. Havokim elugi the masal v'yeshi the lotsroy the masal einado loy bechod is zimno. Zut the zimno rabbanu kemiflugi. It's the machleik is zut the zimno rabbanu. For the Gemara of a Mishunahu, it's Mishunah for an animal to do damage while it's making. If they say to break a kli, it's Mishunah. You must know the Dochag Layalma. The Dochag Layalma, Rashla and Shaim Dim, the Mokam Tsar, the Enlo Mokam Lodz Misham, which Layla and Nosta Akin against Moshele, had no other way to go. Kids, it's not called Mishunah, it's Urchei. The Layma of Yuda Lokha Gassum, because Layma of Lodz Lokha Gabonin. And the Gemara named Glola Mitzvah Lay. Sakut Adachamin Hoyla Bosa Gufa Grira, since the manure comes out of his body. Kagufa dami, when animal is mati galolim, and it broke the kli. Maybe it's called that the animal itself should be chayiv and has a shalom right away. Kamashmala know that it's only called koiche, like tzroreis, and therefore it's not like to pay a chatinezek or a nezek shalom. I will stop here.
Then the Gemara says, Toshima coming here. The Tony Romi by Yecheskel, Tarnagel shahishit racially ava kli's chuchas. A Tarnagel that put its head inside a kli, such as a glass kli, for Tokabun, he yelled there, for Shovra, and his coil broke the kli. So it says here, Mishalom Nezek Shalom. You have to pay Nezek Shalom. And the Yom Rabbi Yosef says, Amri be Rav, the name of Rav, that Sus Shetzonaf, if you have a horse that sneezed, gave off a roar, or else for Chamor, Shanir, or Donkey that gave off a roar, for Shivras a Kalim, and its voice broke Kalim, is Mishalom Chatinezek. You only have to pay a Chatinezek. You see, it's called Tzroiris. So here we still have a Machlekes here. If the voice of the animal is called Tzroiris or not, you pay a Chatinezek or a Nezek Shalom. So my love, isn't it, the Machlekes is going to Yovet Losa Zimni, that it happened three times.